Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Well, it is the traditional National Signing Day, and there are some schools that only added two or three, but it was not the case at UTC. UTC, of course, had a nice haul in December and had some nice additions again today. And joining us is Rusty Wright, our good buddy, the coach of the Mocs. Rusty, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Just trying to stay dry.
Yes, it has been one of those days. All right, how many did you have? Did you have eight early, or do I have my number wrong there? How many did you have early, and how many did you add today?
We actually had 13 or 14 early, and we added five today.
Okay, so I had that totally wrong. So only added five. Was today the day you added Quay Wiggles? Because that's one of the great names of all time.
Yes, it was. Today was the day they joined on with us, so yes.
Okay, a defensive lineman from Mays High School in Atlanta. Nice program. Man, in terms of names, that's a good one. You got a good one there.
Well, we got some Des Moines and Quays and Johns and Hayes's, and Tyrons and Geno's, and it's just how it is. Bo's and Jamar, so it's all good. It was a good day, but that is a unique one for sure. So
all right, and so I had forgotten. I thought you were close to 10. I didn't realize you had gone over 10 in that early period. But when we had you on, what was kind of the biggest thing that you wanted to get after in these last few weeks, and how do you feel that you met that?
Well, the biggest thing is the biggest thing we did was I think we set ourselves up for the future a little bit with this whole class. We signed some defensive linemen, we signed some offensive linemen, and we signed some wide receivers. We're going to graduate four or five guys in that wide receiver room next year. We're going to graduate three or four or five guys in the O-line room next year. So we had to start getting some depth and some guys in here that we feel like we can count on, not necessarily next year, but the year after. And that's the biggest thing. But, we felt really good about the early part of it. And I'll be honest with you, it's getting crazier and crazier for the second part. There's more guys around later than there used to be, particularly in college football now when guys are changing jobs and, coaches are not in spots and things like that. So it was when you've already been somewhere compared to this time last year when we were scrambling in 12 days trying to put a class together, we knew about a lot of guys that were out there, and we were a little more patient when it came to picking and choosing some folks.
How much tougher, because I listened to Kirby Smart earlier today, and he's just like, a lot of people don't understand recruiting. A lot of this class we felt good about a year ago today or even before that, because they're able to move forward on 2021. And they're talking about, when you're talking about the top 100, 200 players in the country,
sure,
you can kind of target them. I imagine this one, like you said, you were scrambling last year because you were new to the job. You had to be more comfortable this time around. But how much more challenging is it for you when you move ahead to 2021 and you're like, well, that's who we're going to target, but you never know if the SEC may come along and pluck one of them off our board?
Well, that happens. It happened to us a couple of weeks ago, with a couple of guys. And you just try and do the best job you have evaluating, and you have your board up there, and the first guy's gone, then maybe you have to go to the second guy. You hope you don't go to the seventh or eighth guy unless you've evaluated really, really well. And that's the thing, is that's the thing we got to, is I told our guys, I said, if we can get the guys we want, great. If not, we're not going to reach and take someone just to take someone. And I think that's what we did, is we targeted some guys, and some guys fell late. Some guys got dropped late by some folks who were committed, or it either it's supposed to be going somewhere and they got dropped late, and we knew about them and were around, and high school coach calls and say, hey, so-and-so got dropped Monday morning by this university, or would you guys be interested in him? And thankfully we knew some things about some of them already that we were able to jump back in there and see what was going on.
You're listening to Rusty Wright talking about his new class of UTC signees here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, if I said
but
the
now o- there were
go ahead.
there were three guys in this class that came to camp last year. You know, that we saw in camp, and that's the biggest difference for us is we've had an opportunity to be around guys a little more and evaluate them a little more, and that was huge for us because we took three guys in this class that we had on campus during the summer and actually got to work with them and do things with them, and that's another big deal for us too.
Coach, if I set the over-under at 4.5 on the number of cold beers you may have tonight, wrapping up this kind of a stressful process, you going over or under?
It just depends on how long I can manage to stay awake, I guess. That's a basketball game. There's a boys from Johnson City are coming into Chattanooga tonight, so there's a little bit of a basketball game here we're going to take in a little while.
All right. I guess because David kind of alluded to it in terms of the players, is it more or less stressful in this time frame between the first signing period than before? Because we talked when you did your first on the first signing day that you got those 13 kids and then you got them, so you feel good about that. Is this more? Is it like thrift shopping that you're kind of like looking around for some steals? Or how much different is it?
It's a little different for sure because I think some of the newness of the early signing period is starting to wear off.
Okay.
And there's more guys hanging around and not deciding till later because, you know, college athletics is doing it to them. I mean, they're not sure if guys going to be there December 9th. He may be there December 18th and may not be there December 21st. You know, so that's a little different. But, there were some guys, you know, we signed Bo Spearman today, and we would have taken him in the first signing day, but Bo was trying to make some decisions on some things and hadn't had a chance to visit because football season was going on and then basketball season started and all that, you know. And it's a combination of both. I mean, it's stressful, don't get me wrong, because we could have struck out today.
Right.
You know, and then it happened. You know, it happened. We did lose one guy late that we thought we had a chance of getting, and he went to a group of five school. You know, and that's just part of it in our level this time of year, and you just try and hang on. But I mean, that's the thing. It's a little bit of both when it comes to this time of year. There's still stress involved in it, I promise you, because you know we're trying to fill needs just like everybody else.
I'm certain you saw Stephen Hargis's good story about the loaded junior class in our area.
And
I'm certain you were well aware of all of those cats. But in some ways, considering some of the quieter steals of Bryce Nunley, a Ty Beck, these guys who have become really, really big time football players and contributors to you, is it a little, I don't want everybody seeing the brand of football is being played in Chattanooga right now.
Well, I mean, you would think that, but I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for this city, and it's a good thing for these young men that we've got such a abundance of talent here in the area the next year, you know. But it's hard. It's hard to keep those guys home because they want to go to college, and I understand that completely. You know, I was making an example of, you know, I was talking about Kennesaw State today. I think they signed 10 or 12 guys out of everywhere else besides the state of Georgia, and you think they're right there in Atlanta. Why would they go? And they have a hard time. They have a hard time keeping some guys around from the city just because of where they are. Because now it's different. You know, it's just recruiting's different now than it was 15, 20 years ago. Guys are, with all the social media and the internet and all that, they can see how these places look without ever going to them. And then, you know, once they see them, they're like, well, I want to go look at that. And then they wind up going off school. And I get it. They want to go off to school and go to college. And you just hope if it doesn't work out, you make a good enough impression on them where, at our level, thankfully, they can come back home if they want to.
You're listening to Rusty Wright, UTC football coach, talking about his first full recruiting cycle, we can say, here on Press Row and ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, are you done?
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're not done. It'll be we'll have a busy April, May, and June. That's for sure. We will. We'll have a busy April, May, and June. We've got some other needs we've got to fill, and there'll be some guys out there looking for homes. We'll have to do our work and homework and figure out who will be a good fit for us. But no, we're not done. We got some more work to do, and we started on that today. As soon as these guys got done, we started talking about the targets we got to try and fill, and some of that will depend on spring practice as well.
Okay, and would that be transfer, graduate transfer, all of the above kind of thing?
Yep. All of the above right there. So, yep, that's the deal right now. We kind of have three different cycles of recruiting at the FCS level now. You got December, you got February, and then you got spring transfer time. I mean, it's crazy. It is getting out of. I understand why Mark D'Antonio decided to step away and catch his breath for a little bit, but he could afford to do that, so it's a little different. So,
well, while we've got you, I mean, the Big Ten, you know, came out the other day suggesting that one-time transfer. Do you have a strong opinion one way or the other on that? If something like that ever came to fruition,
It's eventually going to come. I don't know when. You know, we're slowly getting that way. There's a bunch of things being tossed around out there right now. There's a lot of kids in that transfer deal right now, and there's a lot of kids still don't go anywhere, and there's a lot of kids don't get scholarships. And we have not done NCAA. Let them have the transfer portal because that's what the Student Athlete Association wanted. But we have not done a very good job of educating them in it because there's a lot of guys that are sitting at home and they're not playing football anymore, not getting an education because they don't have those opportunities anymore. But it's working its way there. It is. It's working its way there where it's going to be, I'm not playing here. I'm going to go test the water somewhere else, and they may give you a one-time deal where you can transfer and not have to sit. So it'll take a little longer down here to get the votes, but it'll happen. It'll happen at some point in time.
And you've got the interesting aspect of having coached in the FBS and the FCS in these last few years. How much more, when you're talking about 63 scholarships compared to 85, how much more can you comfortably feel talking about early playing time, just given that there's less of a log jam?
Well, when we sit down and talk to a young man and they say, well, I want to come in and play, and I tell them right up front, it's going to be completely up to them if they come in and play. It's not up to us. We don't tell them what they want to hear here a lot. I tell them what I feel like they can do and how they'll fit into the plan. But I think if you tell a kid he's going to come in and play, you're not being completely truthful and honest with him because they have to be mentally ready as much as they have to be physically ready. And a lot of times, some of these a young man like a Lim Ford is a rarity. I mean, to play at a level like he played at this past year, that's a hard thing to do for a lot of guys. Now, we did play some young guys, but all of them didn't have the same experience Lim had. And they all hit a wall sooner or later. It just depends on when it is.
All right, now correct me if I'm wrong, and I know we're running low on time, but you've got four from the Chattanooga area, and all four of those guys were December signees, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I guess this may be our first chance to talk to you since news that Cole Copeland back in school and he'll get a shot this spring, correct?
He's on the team, yes, sir.
Okay.
He is.
And what is the start of spring?
Has that we're going to start, yet? I think we may get a couple of practices in the first week of March, but we'll get rocking and rolling for good. I think the third week of March, I think it's like March 12th or something like that, and we'll go every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday until April 4th will be the spring game. We're going to do a spring game on Scrappy Moore Field this year.
Nice, nice. Okay, that'll be a good atmosphere. All right, well, Coach, listen, congrats on your crop, and we always appreciate you joining us. I'm sure we will talk to you before things get started up with spring practice, but we always appreciate you visiting Press Row.
Yep, appreciate it, guys. Y'all ain't doing nothing tonight. Come see a ball game. Be a good one.
It will be a good one. Coach, thank you so much. Right. Rusty Wright, the coach of the UTC football Mocs. Of course, we had Lamont Paris on yesterday. They've got a monster game against ETSU, like Rusty said, in McKenzie. That's tipping off in about an hour and 25 minutes. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Papa John's poll question when Press Row continues here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.